With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Weeks after an impasse between Stellantis and the federal government over the NextStar battery plant went public, answers about negotiations are still hard to come by. Not that Windsor West MP Brian Massey didn't try during question period yesterday. He pressed Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, but she wasn't sharing.
I learned during the NAFTA negotiations never to negotiate in public, but I will say this. We're expecting the company to be reasonable because we need a reasonable deal for Canadians.
She insisted there will be a deal. Stellantis is asking for supports it would get in the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, what Volkswagen is getting for its plant in St. Thomas. Frustrated with wages that don't keep up with inflation and paying more for just about everything, there's a rally this Saturday to protest the cost of living outside Windsor-Tecumseh MPP Andrew Dowie's office. The Windsor and District Labour Council is hosting that at noon. The Ontario Federation of Labour calls it a day of action. Enough is enough. Rallies are being held in more than 30 cities across the province. Years of work have finally come to fruition for Lakeshore. Councillors adopted a new plan to make sure the town's response to flooding is fast and efficient. The flood response plan covers things like the new flood alert system, spelling out staff responsibilities, and a plan to share information with residents. It's part of its flood mitigation and protection framework. There's two public meetings coming up, too, on the stormwater master plan later this month. Hundreds of homes flooded 2 years ago, mostly along Lake St. Clair. Canada is going to start inviting immigrants with certain qualifications to apply to work here. Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Minister Sean Fraser announced the changes for express entry. Those with strong French language skills and experience in fields like healthcare, engineering, skilled trades, and agriculture could get an invitation. More about how that will work will be announced in the coming weeks. And Zayers is making transit Windsor free again for the Ford fireworks later this month. Three stores in Tecumseh, LaSalle, and Windsor are footing the bill so you can park your car at Devonshire Mall and ride the bus for free downtown. After the fireworks, it'll take riders from a pickup point on McDougall Street across from the Windsor Arena back to the mall. Bus fare is free across the city that night, starting at 6 in the evening until midnight. Zayers has sponsored transportation for 13 years now, and the Ford fireworks are on June 26. Baseball tonight has the Rangers back at Comerica Park to play the Tigers. Detroit's lost the last two games of that series. The Jays host the Brewers again, coming off last night's 7-2 win. Sunshine, hot again today with a high of 30, clear down to 15 overnight. 32 on the way for tomorrow and sunny again. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.